You haven't learned Megillah in a long time.
I think we're on the top of Chav Zayin Omer Aleph. Maybe we'll just review a little bit. We started the Mishnah Chav Hamed Beis, Perek Bnei Ho'ir, and the Mishnah says there are different levels of Kedusha. Sefer Torah has all the Chamisha Chum She Torah, so that has a higher level of Kedusha than a chumash. Let's say you write a sefer vayikra, the Shabbos we're going to be learning parshas kedoshim. So if you learn from a klaf that only has parshas kedoshim, that's considered kriya bal peh. That's the same as learning from a printed chumash. That's considered kriya bal peh. It's only considered kriya mitur chaksav if you learn from a sefer sholim. So the Gemara in Gittin has a little bit about Hilchas Kriya Satara. Most of Hilchas Kriya Satara is here in the end of Megillah, but there's a little bit in the middle of Gittin, because the Mishnah in the middle of Gittin mentions certain takonas that the Chachamim made with respect to Gittin. Then once it mentions those takonas, it mentions Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, then the Mishnah mentions other takonas that are also Mepnei Tikkun Ha'olam, not in the area of Gittin. And then they mention it, talking about Takona Pruzbo, different takonas. So the Mishnah said there's a takona, there's perhaps a din deraisa that the kohen gets the first aliyah, but minatara the kohen can be mochel on his kovid, and with the rabbanon, if it's in shul, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, we don't permit the kohen to be mochel on his kovid, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. That'll be boladei machlokes. How come when this one had a bar mitzvah and he had all the guests coming to the bar mitzvah, so the kohen was mechal on his kovid, so all the people from the bar mitzvah could get all the aliyahs. And when someone else had an ifru or someone else had a shavu brachas, the kohen was not mechal on his kovid. So we never allowed the kohen to be mechal on his kovid on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On the weekdays, they never made the takana because the shul is not so crowded anyway on the weekdays. So it's not going to cause any machloikers. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it will cause machloikers. That's what the Gemara has. So the Gemara has there in Gittin a few details about Hilchos Kriya Satara. So the Gemara says there, you cannot, if you lane from, this Shabbos is Parshas Kedoshim, if you lane from a klaf that has the whole Chumash Vayikra from the beginning to the end, from the beginning of Vayikra till the end of Bahar Buchu Kosai, that'll be considered Kriya Mitur Chaksav. But it's not the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah only has all the Chamisha Chumshi Torah. The Gemara says if you have a Sefer Torah that has all Chamisha Chumshi Torah, that has a higher level of Kedusha than a Chumash. A Chumash doesn't mean a printed Chumash like we have today. It means a Chumash that's written Ksav Ashuris with Targum and everything on a klaf. That it'll be Kriya Mitur Chaksav Al Pidin. But it's a Tarkanos Chachamim and Kovet HaTzibur that you have to learn Dafka from it. Sefer Torah has all the Chamisha Chumshi Torah in it. Then the Mishnah has the top line of Chavodah Menalev. What if you have Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim that has a slightly lower level of Kedusha than a Sefer Vayikra? Vayikra is self called Sofan Chamisha Chumshi Torah. Nevi'im Ksuvim is Adon Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevi'im. He got direct dictation, word for word, letter for letter from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even a Chumash Vayikra, even though you can't learn Kriya Sator from a Chumash Vayikra, you have to learn from a klap that has all the Chamishu Chumashi Torah. But still, that's the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. So a Chamishu Chumashi Torah has a higher level than a Chumash, and a Chumash has a higher level than a Novi. And the Novi, Nevi'im Ksuvim, that's called Svarim. Nevi'im Ksuvim have a higher level of Kedusha than the Mentala of the Sefer Torah. Because Nevi'im Ksuvim is Gufe Kedusha. It's Nevi'im Ksuvim is part of Tanakh. Moshe Eniker, the Mentala, doesn't have any Psukim on it. So it's only Tashmishi Kedusha. So there are different levels of Kedusha. And we have it in Malam HaKodesh, Velom HaRidin. That's why I have a Mentala from a Sefer Torah. And I want to use that mentala to serve as a mentala from a Novi. In the yeshiva, they have all of the Nevi'im that you have haftaras from. So someone paid money and they bought the klaf for Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Melochim, all of the Nevi'im that they have haftaras from. So, and each one of those Sifrei Nevi'im has a mentala for it. So if you decide to use a mentala from a Sefer Torah to serve as a mentala for Nevi'im Maksum, that's a violation of Moridim. If you have a mentala that originally was intended and was used for Nevi'im Maksum, you want to use it to bring you a mentala for Sefer Torah, that's Malam HaKodesh, that's a higher level of Kedusha. The different levels, a mezuzah only has two parshas, Shema V'Hayayim Shemaya, it has one level of Kedusha. A tefillin shel yad has Shema V'Hayayim Shemaya plus Kadesh V'Hayayim Kiliyacha inside. So tefillin shel yad have a higher level of Kedusha than a mezuzah. Tefillin shel rosh have a slightly higher level of Kedusha than tefillin shel yad, because the tefillin shel rosh have two shins on the outside. The Rambam is mashma like that in the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, to the extent that you have psukim written, to that extent, the Sefer is going to have Kedusha. So Tefillin Shel Rosh, because it has one or two shins on the outside of the Bayis Shel Rosh, we have two shins. Gemara talks about one shin, that because it has one or two letters, more than the Shel Yad, has a slightly higher level of Kedusha. Sefer Torah has the Dalet Parshas of Tefillin, Shema V'Hayayim Shema Kadesh V'Hayayim Kiviyach, plus many more Parshas. So there are different levels of Kedusha. I remember when we, many years ago, when Rav Soloveitchik gave shiur on Mishnayis Challah. So he was so excited. It took him a few, Mishnayis Challah only has four prokim, but he was discussing every Mishnah, so it took a few months till he finished Mishnayis Challah. And we made it see him in the middle of July. Rav Soloveitchik was always L'mayla min Azman. The college was over already a long time before. There was nobody around in the buildings, but he was giving shir. He used to give a shir sometimes on Chol HaMoed. He was assuming that none of the families go away for Chol HaMoed. Everybody's going to be in New York. He gave shir whenever he wanted to. So when we finished the four prokim, Mishnayis and Challah, Rav Soloveitchik was so excited. He said he was already an old man. He said this is the first time in his life that he ever made a siyum on anything. So he was so excited, he went to Grunenbaum's bakery that was under Breuer's Ashgocha, and he bought the cakes, and then he bought bottles of soda, and he had people bring it to the classroom, to the yeshiva. He paid for the siyum. He was so excited. And he said, Divrei Torah by the siyum. So part of the Divrei Torah that he said, he pointed out that you have different levels of Kedusha. You have Shel Yad, Shel Rosh, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, and then you have Truma, Challah is the same level of Truma. Different levels of Kedusha. Kochi Kochim, Kochim Kalim. So he said, what do you need so many levels for? Why don't you just say there's Kodesh and Chol? Everything that's Kodesh is Kodesh, and everything else is Chol. He said, you can't say that, because there's a Mishnah in the first Perek in Chorus. Hayotze min ha-tomei tomei, hayotze min ha-tohar tohar. That means if you have a kosher cow and you milk it, so the milk is kosher. If you have a non-kosher animal and you get the milk, let's say you have a pig, and you take the milk from the pig, so hayotze min ha-tomei tomei. A pig is a tomei dik animal, behema tmeya. It's a treifa behema, even if you have a cow, but it's a treifa. So it's also hayotze min ha-tomei tomei. The cholav of the behema treifa is also aser, like cholav of the behema tmeya. Hayotze min ha-tomei tomei. So he said, the Ribbono shel Olam created the whole world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh. And everything in the world is an extension of Elokus. Einoid Melvada, nothing really exists in the world outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Einoid Melvada doesn't only mean there's no other God other than the one God. That's the double pashut. Nothing else exists. Nothing else exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else in the world, I'm looking at bookcases and tables and chairs and the light fixture and everything in the room, nothing really has a real existence. Everything just has a contingent existence. The Gemara points out that the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Hashem Elokim Emes. When we end Kriya Shema, so the Gemara says, you shouldn't be mafsik between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes Liatziv. Because of that Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hashem Elokim Emes. What does it mean, Emes? Does mean the Rabbanu Shalom never tells a lie. Sometimes the Gemara says he does tell a white lie. When Sarah was laughing when the Malachim said she's going to have a baby. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avram Avinu she give Musar to Sarah. Lama zetzochaka Sarah. Why did Sarah laugh? She doesn't believe that it's possible for the Ribbono Shel Olam to make a miracle. She was an old lady. So the Rosh Hashem told Avraham Avinu, it was really Lashon Hara, but the Gemara says that if the Talmud is doing something improper, there's no Issa Lashon Hara to tell his Rebbe if the Rebbe will be able to give him Tochacha. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, he was sort of the Rebbe of Sora, he was guiding her. The Ribbono Shel Olam said that it's not right that she was laughing. The Nevi'im, the Malachim, told her in a voice, she's going to have a baby. She should have believed it. Why was she laughing? So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Sora said, Lama Zatzachakar, Sora, Hagamam Nem Elei Vaniza Kanti, I'm too old to have babies. That's not what Sora said. Sora said, how can I have a baby about Doini Zaka? My husband is too old. So Rashi HaChumash quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia that the Ribbono Shel Olam told a white lie. Sora didn't say Vani Zakanti, she said Vadaini Zakin. But the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to ruin his Avraham Avinu Shalom Bais with his wife, so he said a lie as if Sora said Vani Zakanti, that she's too old to have a baby. So what does it mean, Hashem Elokim Mamis? The Ribbono Shel Olam always tells the truth. No, he doesn't always tell the truth, and it's not always a mitzvah to tell the truth. In Parshas Kedoshim, the half of your din, you're not allowed to tell a lie. But that's not talking about these kind of lies. That's talking if I owe somebody money. It says, and what else does it say? That means if I owe money to someone, I go to a din Torah and I lie and I say I don't owe money. So that's an issur of Los Hashakar Ish Ba Misa. If somebody asks me how much, what's my salary, or whatever, how do I get along with so-and-so, that's none of their business. I don't have to tell them the truth. There's not a Nisa loves for Shaku. The Shaku goes on one and says Sheker and Dini Maminus. The Gemara says that it's improper to tell lies. A white lie is Mishum Shalom Bayis is Mutta. To tell a lie stam is an improper thing. It's an Isa Midas. Marco, it's a Pasuk for Novi. The Jewish people are honest. Klal Yisrael we created banim v'amakim. You have more midas of elikus than the umas olam. Umas olam chaviv adam shenivir b'tzelim. Chaviv insal shenikru banim v'amakim. We have the same DNA as the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have more midas tovus. We assume we're born with midas tovus. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Kaddish, so he created the whole world. It's an extension of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So just like Hayotze Min HaTohar Tohar, Hayotze Min HaTomei Tohar, Hayotze Min HaKaddish is Kaddish. So whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam created, the whole world is Kaddish. The whole world is holy. So you can't say this Kaddish and Chol. Even the Chol in the world is also Kaddish because the Ribbono Shel Olam created it. So you have to say that Chol means a lower level of Kedusha. So that's why the Chazal assumed that there are many levels of Kedusha. The mezuzah is the lowest level of Kedusha, is Kisra HaKodesh. Then the Shalyad has a slightly higher level. Then the Shalosh has a slightly higher level than the Shalyad. Then you have the Sefer Torah has a higher level. Then you have a Chumash has a higher level. Chumash means a cloth that only has Chumash Vayikran. And then you have the Sefer Torah has Olo Chamish El Chumashe Torah. And whatever is a higher level of Kedusha, so we say, Malam HaKodesh Olo Marid. So the Mishnah says over here, if the shul is the community is selling the shul, so the shul has kedushas beis haknesses. It's a question we discussed at length, but the kedushas beis haknesses is min haTorah mid rabbanon. The Ran on the Rif on Megillah comments that the pasuk in Yecheskel says. Cheskel HaNavah was before the Churban Bayis Rishon, during and after the Churban Bayis Rishon. So he says, B'nevuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, B'nevuah, he's going to be machriv the Beis HaMikdosh, and all the Jews will be sent into Golus. They won't have a Beis HaMikdosh, but when they go into Golus, they'll have a miniature Beis HaMikdosh. What miniature Beis HaMikdosh? What do they have in Bavel? So the Gemara says, in the Megillah, Eile Batim Ansiyas Batim Et Rosh Hashanah Bavel. All the shuls, and all the yeshivas all over the world in Chutz Lartz have a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Fine. So the Ran says that that's only an Asmachta Midrabbon. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, this is Beis HaMedrash, the whole thing is only Midrabbon. and the Rambam, the Chayyodom quotes that the Sefer Yireim, Sefer Yireim is Barab Lezem Emitz, the Talmud of the Rabbein Adam. So the Yireim writes that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Deraisa. We probably said over from the Rambam, perhaps Soloveitchik had a raya from the Achrayim, have this raya from the Rambam, and the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKotzer. The Rambam wrote so many different places, they have to check everything. But of all places, the Rambam has, he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic, and we don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation. So then in the Sefer HaMitzvah was written as an introduction to the Yad HaChazaka, to the Mishnah Torah. Because in the beginning of every section in the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yontev, Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, Hilchos Kavod LaMazik, Hilchos Shcheinim, every section, the Rambam says, we're going to cover 15 mitzvahs. So many mitzvahs esrei, so many mitzvahs lo esrei. The Sefer HaMitzvahs is the introduction to the Mishnah Torah. He says there are 613 mitzvahs, and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the lamadatim osam. You should learn the Taryag mitzvahs, v'shmartem la'asol sam. You should be careful to observe them. In every section in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam tells you how many mitzvahs we're going to cover. You get to the last page, and he says, now you're complete. Now you know Kala Torah Kula. Now you know all the mitzvahs. So the... So the Chayyodom quotes that from the Yireim. And the Yireim holds that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is their Raisa. And then Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Achronim have this Raya, that the Rambam in the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, in the beginning of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam writes this, what he wrote in Sefer HaMitzvahs, each mitzvah has a little paragraph, sometimes a little longer than others. So in the Rambam itself, the Rambam wrote the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara in Hebrew, not in Arabic. The Sefer HaMitzvah was written in Arabic, we use the Hebrew translation. Minyan HaMitzvah B'Ktzara is at the very beginning of the Mishnah Torah, and he lists off the kitza. Each mitzvah is very brief description. Instead of having a full paragraph like in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, just has one or two lines. So when he has the pasuk, Lo sasim kein l'Hashem elokechem, it says, when we will come into Eretz Yisrael, we'll see a lot of avodah zarah there. And it says, Asherem tisufim v'eish, you should burn all the asherah trees, psila lehem tigadeyun, if they have getchkes, if they have avodah zarah, we should break them. Then it says, Losasim kein l'shem alakechem. What do you mean, Losasim kein l'shem alakechem? So that's Azhar la noite tzevim min ha-mizbech. You have to break the mizbech of Avodah Zarah, but if you're going to break the mizbech in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a lo esesim. Losasim kein, not like be mochik as Hashem. You should destroy the name of Avodah Zarah from all over Eretz Yisrael. You should try to see to it to remove all the churches. Unfortunately, Eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim has a lot of churches. They can't do anything about it. They have the Christians were there for a long, long time. They have churches all over the Yer Atika. But the mitzvah of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is when you clean out all the Avodah Zarahs. We're not able to destroy all the churches, all the Catholic churches, they'll start a whole world war. United Nations are called out, closed down the whole Eretz Yisrael. So they have no choice, they can't do anything about it. So the Rambam writes there, Asor la noite tzevim min ha-mizbeach, omi beis ha-knesses, omi beis ha-medrash. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzara, of all places, it's not in the Mar Nevuchim, and it's not in the Yad HaChazaka, it's not in the Tshuva, it's the one and only place where he says it. That there's a, it sounds like he's saying that this is a din deraisa, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a din deraisa, and just like minitatz temes mizbechos melasas sekein l'shem alakechem, asor la noite tzevim min hamizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. So if you noite tzevim min the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, it's also Kedushas deraisa, and your violation of that law deraisa l'asas sekein l'shem alakechem. The Chayyodom writes it. He's upset why people are mezalzel and kedushas beis haknesses. They act as if it's only the rabbanon, so what's a big deal? So he says you shouldn't be so quick. We're not so convinced that Tehran is right. Maybe the Yireim is right, that kedushas beis haknesses is their isa, and you should really be a little more careful about kedushas beis haknesses. He complains, he writes, he was a mechutne, he writes of the Vilna Gaon, I think he was a mechutam one of the children of the Vilna Gaon, but it sounds nicer to say he's a mechutam of the Vilna Gaon. When the Gro passed away, he delivered a hesped, and he printed the hesped, beautiful, with divrei Torah from the Gro, beautiful hesped. So he says, when the Gro passed away, they took the Aron into the shul, into the Beis Medrash to say hesped. That's permissible. You're not allowed to bring junk into shul. You're not allowed to bring garbage or junk. But a big Gaon va'aluf, an outstanding Talmid Chacham, that's not a design based on Knesset to bring the Aron into shul. But every rabbi who dies, they take in the Aron into the Beis HaKnesset, that's not permissible, he complains. And Shulchan Aruch says, Gaon va'aluf. He said, the Vilna Gaon was a Gaon for many generations. So to take his Aron into the shul was mutter. So he complains that it was a common practice when a rabbi would pass away, in the days of the Chayyadim, they would take the Aron into the Beis HaKnesset and say, that's Keneged Adin. It's only unusual Talmid Chacham, only unusual Rabbanim you're allowed to take in. So the Mishnah here has a din of Malam HaKodesh V'lom Boridin on the money. If you sell a Sefer Torah and you get paid money, so what can you do with the money? Can you only use the money for something a higher level of Kedusha? So what's higher than a Sefer Torah? The Sefer Torah is the highest level, so you can't get higher than that. If you saw the Mir Maksuvim and you got money, then you can use the money to buy a Sefer Torah. If you sold a mentala of the Mir Maksuvim, so the Mir Maksuvim has a higher level than the mentala. And a Chumash from Chumash Vayikra written on Klav has a higher level of Kedusha. It's a Sefer Shalom Vayikra, and there's a Sefer Shalom of Yeshaya, or Yirmiyah, Treyasar is a Sefer Shalom. Any one of the Treyasar is not a Sefer Shalom. That's like making a Klav just from the Navi the Torah alone. That's called Kriya Balpeh. But if you have the whole Treyasar, that's one Sefer Shalom. So that's called Kriya Mitor Chaksav. So the Mishnah has a din of Malam HaKodesh V'lom Arim. On the money that you get for selling a shul, or selling a Sefer Torah, you have to use it for something. If you sold the shul, you can use the money to buy a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah has a higher level of Kedusha than the shul. According to the Ran, the shul is only a Kedusha Midirabban. Sefer Torah has a Kedusha Minatar. Even if you all like the Yireim that the Chayyarim quoted, and like the Minyan HaMitzvahs B'Ktzora of the Rambam, that the Kedusha is based on Knesset is their Isa, but still the Sefer Torah has a higher level of Kedusha than the Beis HaKnesset. So the Mishnah says, when you sell a Sefer Torah, the money is nitfas big, the money that they pay you is nitfas big Kedusha. What kind of a din is that? That's not Pashtus is. That's not a din der Isa. When do you have this? A din if you pay the Maisa Sheni. In this week's Sedrin Kedoshim, there's a din of being paid in Netter Revai. Netter Revai and Maaseh Sheni are very, very similar. Netter Revai is when you plant a tree, so the first 3 years it could be nothing will grow. It could be no fruits will grow. The tree will grow, get bigger. But it could well be that no fruits will grow. But even if fruits do grow, the fruits that grow the first tree you planted have a din of Orla. They're also Bachila, also Bano. The parents that grow the fourth year, there's a mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim. The chalto shon of Hashem malakecha, ma'aser digoncha tirosh chavitzarecha. You have to eat ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, and you have to eat netter revai. The parents that grow the fourth year, parents that grow the fifth year, that's, you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. You don't have to be paid. But the netter revai, whatever grows the fourth year, has the same din as ma'aser sheni. That's supposed to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. B'kedusha uvetahara. And if it's too cumbersome, it's too much of a tircha to schlep all the Paris, let's say he has gigantic farms, it'll be so expensive to bring all the, to transport all the Paris to Yerushalayim, won't be worth it. It won't be worth it to pay for a truck, to rent a truck to bring all the Paris. And he's going to eat all these, he's going to eat so many oranges, he'll get diarrhea, he'll get sick from eating so many oranges. So the Torah says, you can be paid in the Maaseh Sheni, paid in the Netter Revai. And you bring the money to Yerushalayim. So that's called Maaseh Sheni is Tefes is Domov. That's a Din Daraisa, Maaseh Sheni and Netter Revai. Hegdish is also a din. Hegdish is Teifas Dam. If somebody donates an automobile to Hegdish, what's Hegdish going to do with an automobile? You auction it off to the highest bidder. And then the money becomes Hegdish. The Kedush is Berek HaBayis, the Kedush is Mizbeach. Whatever the person said when he was Magdish the automobile. If he says, I'm Magdish the automobile, Lidom of La'oila, or Lidom of Lishlamim, so he gets Kedush as Domim, La'mizbeach. If he says, I'm Magdish the automobile, Leberek HaBayis, it gets Kedush as Domim, Leberek HaBayis. You auction it off to the highest bidder. And then the money that he pays is Nichnas Bikdusha Tachas the automobile. So there's a din the Hegdush is Teifus is Doma. And there's a din that the Vai Masushenya Teifus Mayhem. What else there's a din? Perishvius. If I have Paris that grow in Eretz So, then Shnas Hashmita, that's called Kedusha's Perishvius. Well, learns that Kodesh Kodesh, that just like Hegdush is Teifus Doma, the Pasuk says that Shnas Hashmita, it's Kodesh. What's Kodesh? So Rashi HaChumash quotes in the Tanaim, it says twice Kodesh. Once it means that the year has Kedushas Hazman, the whole, we know that on Shabbos there's Kedusha, on Yom Tov there's Kedusha, there's Kedusha Hazman. But here, it's Shnas HaShmita, the whole year has Kedusha Hazman. For the whole year there's Kedusha Hazman. So the first time it says Kodesh, it means that there's Kedusha Hazman on the year of Shmita. Then the next time it says Kodesh, it refers to the Perish Shvius. The Perish that grow in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzal, Perish that grow in Eretz Yisrael. During Shnas HaShmita, have Kedusha's Perish Shvius. What's the significance of having Kedusha's Perish Shvius? It says one word in the Chumash, Le'ochlo. Voice of Shabbos Ha'atzlachem, Le'ochlo. So all the dinim are based on the one word, Le'ochlo. Le'ochlo velo le'hepsid. Le'ochlo velo le'menochas. Le'ochlo le'ochlo velo le'schoira. You're not allowed to make big business with the Perish Shvius. Let's say all the Perish are Hefker. Perish that grow Shemitah are all Hefker. So I'll go to all the farms and take tons and tons of all the Perish and I'll sell it. So then I'm making big business out of it. That you're not allowed to do. The Ochla below the Skor. Not allowed to make big money on it. If I went to pluck five apples to give, I'm going to eat an apple and my children, my wife, whatever. And then my next neighbor says, could I have an apple? I said, go pick it yourself. He says he doesn't have the koyach to go. So I have the right to charge him 25 cents for the apple. I'm not making big business on it. Le'ochla below the schor means to make the whole parnasa out of it. That you're not allowed to do. But just to sell one apple, you're not going to get rich on selling the one apple. That's permissible. So in our Torah, there is no such din. That if you sell a sefer Torah, the money that you get is nitfas bigdusha. That's a din hegdush, the Beis HaMikdash. Someone donates an automobile to the Beis HaMikdash, so when the Gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder, and they pay money, so they get the only automobile, and the money is nichnas bigdusha takto, hegdush is teifes doma. So here it's a din midrabbanim, that whenever you sell the Kistri HaKodesh, whenever you sell a sefer Torah, you sell a shul, so it's teifes doma. So that's a question. A shul, I understand. A shul is like a migdash miyat. That's that pasuk in Yechezkel. Either it's a real din deraisa, that's what the Yireim wrote, or it's an asmachta mid the rabbanon. That's how the Ran and the Rif wrote in the end of Megillah. The kedushas beis haknes the rabbanon. But the nature of the kedushas beis haknes is whether it's minatar mid the rabbanon. It's like beis hamigdash. Shad is what about sefer Torah? Why is sefer Torah teifes dama? So Shulchan Aruch they quote an opinion. Only if Sefer Torah is part of a shul. If a person, the shul has Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. And the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is a Migdash Miyah. It's like Hegdush. So just like Hegdush is Teifes Domov, when the Gizbar Shel Hegdush auctions off something to the highest bidder, so the money that he pays is Nichnas Bikdusha. And the automobile is Yotzei L'chul. He gets the one who gave the highest bid. He gets the automobile, and the money that he gives to buy it is nichnas b'kedusha tachtov. So when you sell a shul, so that if kedusha is based on knesses, the rabbanon, so it's mid rabbanon. If it's minatora, maybe it's talking minatora, that the money that you get, nichnas b'kedusha tachtov, hegdush teif is done. What about a sefer Torah? So some rishonim hold, it's another din mid rabbanon. Whenever you sell a sefer Torah, the money that you get for selling it is Teifes Domab Nichnes Bigdusha Tachta. Or they say, no, the whole din in the Mishnah on Chofeim Beis Chavovim and Aleph, that if you sell the Sefer Torah, it's Teifes is Domab, and you have to have Ma'alam HaKodesh Ulamri, and you have to use the money for something that has a high level of Kedusha, that's only if the Sefer Torah belongs to a shul. And not only does it have Kedusha Sefer Torah, let's say the furniture in the shul, the building of the shul, that's Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. So the Oren Kodesh not only has, or the Oren Kodesh or the Sefer Torah in the shul, not only have a Kedusha Sefer Torah, even if it wouldn't be in the shul, it's like part of the furniture of the shul. So it has a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses also. So just like a Beis HaKnesses is type as Dhamma if you sell it, because the Beis HaKnesses is like Nigdish Me'av, it's like Egdish. So the same thing applies to the Sefer Torah that belonged to a shul. But the Sefer Torah belonged to a private individual. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote a whole group of Rishonim who hold that it's not Teifes Domov. Only the Sefer Torah belonged to a shul. So a shul is like Hegdish, a Hegdish is Teifes Domov. So that's the background, that's the Mishnah here. That's the Mishnah Chofeim Beis Chavov Menal. So there we got to the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, on Chav Vav Amud Beis and Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The last thing we discussed, I think, as I recall, was the Gemara had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So we have a klal when the Gemara in Erevin has a whole Amud Beis, and then the next daf Amud Aleph goes on and on and on every half a line. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, how do you paskin? You pass him by the consensus of what was the consensus. So they probably voted. Later Amoraim voted on every single machlokes Tanaim and Amoraim. So it turned out, Hilchas HaKerab B'Yisure Ikushmol B'dine. Ruba the Ruba of the cases where Rabbi Shmuel disagree, if it's Yisur HaHerta, we pass like Rabbi. If it's Dine Mamres, we pass like Shmuel. This is, we'll have to get to this a little later. Gemara's going to talk about charging ribis. So that's a discussion whether a ribis is called Issa the Heter, a ribis is called Dini Mominus. Ribis is, I'm cheating you in business, I'm charging interest, I'm cheating, and that's Ben Adam Lachadairai. But he's saying no, that the Jewish people have a club. Ribis is the same letters as Bris, the Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shavareb, but Avnei Nezer, who died over 100 years ago, has Chuvis Avnei Nezer. So he has on Hilchas Ribis, he has Kimat, Sif by Sif, a running commentary on the Yeridei, practically Sif by Sif. The Perek HaZel Neshech is a self-contained Perek. It doesn't link up with anything else. So he shows, he gives Mishalim in front of Kiddushin and Gitna and Boba Basra, all over Kolat Kachim. He gives Mishalim from all over to understand details of Dinim in Ribis. Fantastic, he was a super genius. The Rav loved the Abnezer. Many other Rav Soloveitchik Shurim were lock, stock, and barrel taken from the Abnezer. When he would remember, he would say, I'm a Dov
B'Shem. Mom used to talk about him.
Oh, yeah?
The Sucker Chumper, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So the...
No, I remember that.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a discussion we're going to have to talk about. The Abnezer has a whole section on Hilchas Ribis, it's called Bris Achim, that the Jewish people are like a club, and we're all supposed to be kind to each other, supposed to go out of our ways to help each other out, and when we give a loan to a fellow Jew, you're not allowed to charge interest. L'achicha tashich, l'anachri sashich, l'achicha lo sashich. If you lend to a nachri, you're permitted and perhaps obligated to charge ribis. You shouldn't lend it without ribis. That's part of the dinim of the club. So it could be that that's considered Isura, Isura Heta, not dinim amas. That's what Baruch Ber talks about that in the Sefer on Bob Metzia, that that it could be that the dinim of ribis are really Ben Adam Lamakam. Maybe it's not even Ben Adam Lachader. Maybe it's Ben Adam. We'll have to discuss that, because we're going to have to talk a bit about ribis. Understand the Gemara with the Tosfos on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We're not there yet.
Dinei Mamonos is usually when the two parties disagree. They're fighting with each other. Ribis is where they're on board with each other. So it seems to be Isser V'Heter, not Dinei Mamonos.
Good. Okay, good. Rav Baruch Pear says, from the fact that all the laws of Rebus are placed in Yerideya, it's not placed in Choshen Mishpat. So he says, does not seem to indicate that it's been Odom HaMokim, it's not been Al Machaber. Like you say, the other party, they're all in agreement. He agrees to borrow the money and to pay interest. So what am I cheating him? Yeah, okay. Okay, good, good. So there's a whole Daf Gemara in Erevin that starts on the base and it goes to Amidal. Whenever there's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel Hadi Pasma. Rabbi Yechanan, Halachi Rabbi Yechanan. Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, Halachi Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan Ishlokish, the din is always like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases where we pass him like Ishlokish. So the later Svarim sum it up, Halachik Rabbi Yechanan neged b'nei doro. Whenever Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with a contemporary of his, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shmuel, they were all the first generation of Amoraim. So when Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Ishlokish, we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. He disagrees with Rab, pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. This is going to be Shmuel, pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. The one exception to the rule is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So that's what the Tesis points out in the top Tesis on Chav Zayin and Ben Aleph. Here the Gemara had a Machlek Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and the Gemara assumes, Gemara takes it for granted. The din is like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Why do they take it for granted? He said his opinion. Who says we should pass like him? So Tesis, you see from the Gemara, whenever there's any Machlek is between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, it seems that we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. They had a machlekes over here, which has a higher level of kedusha, a beis haknesses, which is miyuchad for davening, or a beis hamedrash, which is miyuchad for learning. What's the difference? Whether the beis haknesses has a higher level of kedusha, the beis hamedrash has a higher level. So the Gemara said, "Afkamina, we have this din ba'anam hakodesh v'lo marid." But let's say there was a shul, and we want to convert to shul. We're going to make a different shul. We want to convert to shul to make a yeshiva out of it. Is that called ma'anam hakodesh? The building used to be a Beis HaKnesses, and now we're going to convert it to make it into a yeshiva. Is that a higher level of Kedusha or a lower level? Or you have a yeshiva, and the yeshiva wants to move somewhere else, and we want to use the old building as a Beis HaKnesses. So which direction is in Malam HaKodesh, which direction is in Maridin? So that's how you have to, that's the Machlokes of Yechanan, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, which has the higher level of Kedusha. So Gemara assumes that David Poshut, that we pass on like Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the Beis HaMedrash has a higher level of Kedusha. So I think that's the last thing we discussed, that the simple reading of the Gemara on the top of Chav Zayin and Aleph and Megillah was that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is based on the fact that they daven there, and the Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash is based on the fact that they're learning Torah. So which of these two has a higher level of Kedusha, the davening or the learning of the Torah? And we mentioned that there's a Tesis in Nazir, around Daf Chav Gimel on base, and Tosfos writes that the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that there's an Aron Kodesh with the Sefer Torah. We said Rav Soloveitchik had such an idea based on the Rambam that if you have a lot of businesses in New York City have one room that's designated as a shul, and they had a Jewish business. So that room is designated. They daven mincha there, and in the wintertime they daven ma'ariv there. You have a room that's miyuchad for davening. So the question, miyuchad for davening, but most of the time it doesn't have a sefer Torah. So if it's a tiny steeper and you have to lane by mincha, so they'll have to go to a shul. They won't be able to lane in the shul in the office. So the Rav Soloveitchik showed from the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, it would appear that a shul seems like Tosfos says. A shul only has Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses, if it has a Sefer Torah. If it doesn't have a Sefer Torah, it doesn't have a Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses. So Tosfos says, Kedushas, Beis HaKnesses flows from the fact that you have a Sefer Torah, that's Torah Shebichsav. Kedushas, Beis HaMedrash stems from the fact that you're learning Torah Shebal Peh. So Tosfos sounds as if they're setting up this Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel Levi, which has the high level of Kedusha, as if the Machlokes is, which has a high level of Kedusha, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav is what the Ribbono Shel Olam told us. Torah Shebal Peh is what we work out. We work out all the details. Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidvash Hashpem, and he said we should try to give additional levels of interpretation in Psukim and read in between the lines of the Psukim in the Chumash. So that's Torah Shebal Peh. So Tosfos sounds as if that's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, which has a higher level of kedusha, Torah shebichsav, Torah shebalpeh. But that's not the way it says in the Gemara. The Gemara, it sounds like it's a machlokes, which is more important, davening or learning Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan says that davening is more important, and we pass like Rabbi Shimon Levi that learning Torah is more important. So the Beis Hamedrash has a higher level of kedusha. Yeah, we mentioned, I think, the last time that we learned that there's a minig that, based on the Zohar, that in a shul you should have an elevated platform where you learn Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because the Maimon HaSinah, the Torah is given from on top of the mountain. So when the Balkari lanes, it's supposed to be a reenactment of Maimon HaSinah. So you should learn from an elevated platform. The platform is considered like on top of HaSinah. But if it's a Beis HaMedrash, there's no need to have an elevated platform. The whole Beis HaMedrash is only Yuchan for learning. So the whole Beis HaMedrash is the top of Har Sinai. Whole Beis HaMedrash, you don't need a high platform. The whole Beis HaMedrash is the top of the mountain. Yeah. So that is a minig. Then the Beis HaMedrash, that's mainly for learning. You don't have an elevated platform. You have a shulchan to lay down. But you don't have an elevated platform. And the Beis HaKnesses, where the shul is miyuchad for davening, so you should have an elevated platform based on the Zohar, that reminiscent of the fact that the Torah was given from on top of the mountain. So that's as far as we got last time. So now we're up to Chav Zayin Amid Aleph. On the top of the daf, you have the narrow lines, and then you get to the wide lines. So the third wide line, that's what we're up to. You boil a little. So they had a shayla. There's nothing higher than Kedushas Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has a higher level. Sefer Torah means all the Chamish Uchum Shetara and Klav. Sefer Torah has a higher level than a Chumash that has a Chumash Vayikra and Klav. Because that's only one Sefer, and this is the whole, this is a Sefer Abris. The all the Chamish Uchum Shetara, that's called the Sefer Abris. So, and then you have Nabi Muksuv Maloa level than a Chumash Vayikra and so on. So the Gemara has a shaila. When you sell it to the Torah, and the Mishnah says the money is nitfas b'kedusha, it's teifas damav, like hegdish is teifas damav. So the sefer Torah is teifas damav. If it's a sefer Torah shel Beis HaKnesses, that's how they quote in Shulchan Mani Achrayim, say it's only a sefer Torah shel Beis HaKnesses, not a sefer Torah shel Yochid. Because the Beis HaKnesses is hegdish and teifas damav, yeah. So the Gemara has a shayla. If you sell an old Sefer Torah, you sell a few old Sefer Torah, you want to buy a new Sefer Torah. So it's not Malin and it's not Maridin. You're not going to use the money for something higher than a Sefer Torah. We don't have higher. But the new Sefer Torah is not lower either. So what's the din if it's Shavu B'Shavu? You're not going to a higher level, you're not allowed to. You're permitted to convert a shal yad into a shal rosh, but you're not permitted to convert a shal rosh into a shal yad. One is malin, one is marid. So over here, it's neither malin nor marid. You're switching it to the same level. So should I say keeping the malale and not using the money for a higher level? It's usur. It's not malin. Or dilma not keeping the lekali luyi luyachrina. You can't get any higher. The shapadam is mutter. That was the shal. Gemara says toshma. It says in the Mishnah, Toshma from that Mishnah, Avol, Mochru Sefer Torah, if they sold the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to buy Nevi'im Maksuvim with it. So it would appear, Sfarim, Rashi writes, I think on the Mishnah, Rashi, the top Rashi in Chavov and Manalot, the first Rashi, the look from Sfarim, means Nevi'im Maksuvim. So the Mishnah says, Toshma, if you sold the Sefer Torah, not allowed to buy Nevi'im Maksuvim. Svarim hu d'loi, not allowed to buy Nevi'im Maksuvim because it's a lower level. Aval Torah b'Torah shabbatami, to sell the Sefer Torah, to buy another Sefer Torah is mutta. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's correct, that's what it's clear in the Mishnah. So the Gemara explains, the Mishnah talks about the Eved, the fellow went ahead and he sold the Sefer Torah. He did it already. So the money is nitfas. What's he going to do with the money? He's going to be going is the money. He's going to bury it. He say he can't use the money. He's going to throw it into the Yam HaMelech and should get ruined. So the Gemara says Masnitzin goes b'di'evet if he already sold the Sefer Torah. What are you going to do with it? You have no breris, so you buy another sefer. He come and boil on the shot, and we have it boiled. Who was? Is a mutala hatchila also? Is this the same as malam makodesh, that you're allowed to sell it and take the money to buy something higher? And if this is the highest level you can get, sefer Torah is the highest level of all the things of Kedusha, then you're allowed to buy another sefer Torah with it. That was the Gemara Shah. Masnissen is b'riyeh, but if you went ahead and you sold the sefer Torah, so you have no breira. You're not going to throw the money out, not going to be going as the money. So then, b'riyeh, but if you sold it, it's teifes domov, and you should buy another sefer Torah. Kikom boin lan lachat chile zemuta. Gemara says, Toshma, let's see from the next line in the Mishnah. Goyulim sefer Torah b'mit p'chois chumashim. You have a mental, a sefer Torah has all the chamish chumash Torah klal. Chumash only has chumash, let's say, vayikra. This week is Kedoshim. Has only a chumash vayikra on klav. So you're permitted to use a mentala from a chumash on behalf of a sefer Torah, because that's malam HaKodesh. The chumash and the mit b'chos nevi maksuvim. If you have a mentala from, you have a novi yecheskel, and you want to use that mentala for a chumash that has a chumash vayikra, so that you're permitted to do. You're not allowed to use a mentala from a chumash to cover up Nevi Maksum, because the chumash has a higher level of kedusha. So the mentala is a tashmishi kedusha of a higher level than the mentala of Nevi Maksum. Right. So the Gemara says, Katani Mias, what did it say in the Mishnah? One line in the Mishnah. Gololim sefetar b'mit b'chois chumashim. You're allowed to use a mentala, mitpachas a mentala, from a chumash by yikra on a sefer Torah. So it would appear mitpachas chumashim and mitpachas sefer Torah alone. To take a mentala from one sefer Torah to use it on another sefer Torah sounds like you're not allowed to. Only allowed to use a mentala from a chumash, malam bakodesh, to use it for a higher level of tusha, that it should be a mentala for a sefer Torah, but not to take from one sefer Torah to the other. So the Gemara said, it sounds from the Mishnah, not allowed to, then aim a sefer. But from the diuk of the sefer, would appear faket. It says, you're not allowed to use v'loch ha-mashim, you're not allowed to wrap a chumash in a mentala of the sefer Torah. But it sounds like one sefer Torah for another one. You are permitted, a Torah v'Torah, shapetam, you are permitted to use a mentala from one sefer Torah for the other, same level of kedusha. The Gemara says, from the Mishnah, you can't really tell. And this Mishnah let la mashmam, you know, because it's a contradiction in the mashmos. So we don't, it can't tell from the Mishnah. Gemara says, Toshma, we'll bring a proof from a different din. Where it's the source? This is a Tosefta somewhere, I think. And the other Gemaras, I think it says it's a Tosefta. The Gemara says, Menichem Sefer Torah al Gabi Torah. The Torah al Gabi Chumashim. You're permitted to put, let's say, when they go out to Yisker. So they put the Sifri Torah on the Shulchan. And sometimes you have three Sifri Torah. So you put two on the Shulchan and the third one on top of the other two. So you're allowed to put a Sifri Torah on top of the Sifri Torah. So just like Menichem Sifri Torah, Gabi Sifri Torah, you're permitted to put it. Huadenami, if you sold a Sifri Torah, you should be permitted to use the money to buy another Sifri Torah. As long as it's not Maridin. It doesn't have to be Malin. As long as it's not Maridin, you're allowed to use the money for that you got when you sold the first sefer Torah to get another sefer Torah at the same level. They're trying to prove it because menichem sefer Torah gabi sefer Torah. Yeah. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to put a novi or ksuvim on top of a sefer vayikra. That you're not allowed to do. Or to put a chumash on top of a sefer Torah. Chumash means only has vayikra in it. And you're going to put it on top of a sefer Torah that has all the chamishul chamishul Torah in. So don't you see from that to put Torah agadi Torah is mutter? So what then? If you sold the sefer Torah, you're allowed to buy another sefer Torah. The Gemara says no. Anoche ko amrit. You're trying to prove the point. What's the din if you sold the sefer Torah? Can you use the money to buy another sefer Torah? You want to prove it from menichem that you allowed it. That's how the Tosefta began. You're permitted to put a sefer Torah on top of another sefer Torah. No, that has to be muta. Menichem. The Gemara says, Hanocha Kamrit. You're trying to bring a raya from having a sefer Torah rest on top of another sefer Torah. You have no choice. We always do that. Shani Hanocha, putting one sefer Torah on top of the other, has to be muta. You have no choice. Why? Shani Hanocha Deloy Efsher. It's impossible otherwise. What do you have? Let's say this week is Pasha's Kedoshim. So the Sefer Torah is rolled up. So you have two Atzi Chaim and Achrei Mois Kedoshim in the middle, approximately middle of the Vayikra. So you have a lot of columns. Every Uriah in the Sefer Torah from one stitch to the other, you have four, five Uriah, six Amudim. You have a few Amudim in every Uriah. So you always have cloth rolled on top of cloth. So if you're going to say you're not allowed to place a Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, so how can you have a Sefer Torah if you have the Uriahs on top of each other? You have to. Half of this, you have an Eitz Chaim, and the whole cloth is around the Eitz Chaim. So you always have Sefer Torah. You always have Torah Agabi Torah. Unless you're going to write the whole Torah just on one piece of parchment, you're not going to roll it up. Nobody does that. You have to have two Atzi Chaim, one in the beginning of Sefer Torah, one in the end. And you always have Torah Agabi Torah. So that's what the Gemara says, Hanocha Karmat, you're bringing a Raya from Menichan Sefer Torah Agabi Sefer Torah. Shani Hanocha, with respect to placing a Sefer Torah top of another one, that's Zicha Muta. So the Epshet, it's impossible otherwise. How do you roll a Sefer Torah? Called Yasu Dapo Achavre. You have one daf, one Yiriya, is always on top of another Yiriya, though. Can't have the whole Sefer Torah written on one Yiriya. They're written on many different Yiriyas that are all stitched together. Gave no Epshet, sorry. So you have no choice. You have no choice. So therefore, Lahaniyah, Achanam, came the left Shishori, to put a Sefer Torah top on another Sefer Torah is also Mutter. You have no choice. That's Zicha Mutter. But the Shalom is over here. If you sell a Sefer Torah, are you allowed to use, is it Mutter Lachatfil Bidiyah, but if you sold the Sefer Torah, what's the alternative? You're going to take the money and throw it into the Yam HaMelech, let it go to waste or bury it. That's ridiculous. So if Bidiyah, but you went and sold the Sefer Torah, you're allowed to buy another Sefer Torah with it. But the Gemara Shada was, it's a mutter lachatchila to sell a Sefer Torah al das, to use the money to buy another Sefer Torah. So you can't prove it from Menichem. Menichem, you have no brera. Yepsha is not sure. The Gemara says, Toshma, that it says the fairies, that it's mutter. Do Amar Rabbe, Bar Bar Chone, Amar Rabbe Yechanan, Mishum, in the name of Epshim, and Amlio. But it says, like over here, Amar Rabbe, Bar Bar Chone, Amar Rabbe Yechanan. It means he heard it directly from Rabbe Yechanan. He was Rabbi Baba Chana lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he learned by Rabbi Yechanan. And then he came to Bavel, and he said over him what he heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Very often he says over. So when it says Amr, Rabbi Baba Chana, Amr Rabbi Yechanan means he heard it directly. Then it says Mishum Rabbi Shimon Amlio, means Rabbi Yechanan wasn't born yet when Rabbi Shimon Amlio passed away. Shimon Amlio lived way before him. So Mishum means he said over B'Shem Amr, but he didn't hear it directly from him. Sometimes the Gemara says, Oma Pliny, Oma Pliny, Oma Pliny, Oma Pliny. It means the first one heard it from the second name, or heard it from the third name, or heard it from the fourth name. But if it doesn't say Omar, 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 it says Oma Mishum. Mishum means he didn't hear it directly. He heard B'Shem Amra. So that's over here. Rabbi Yechanan said over at Din, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But he never met him in person. He didn't hear it directly from him. The boss of Tegizok, that if you sell a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to use the money. It's mutter l'chatchila. To sell a Sefer Torah, al das, to use the money to buy a different Sefer Torah. So that's toshma, that is mutter. What does it say? Lo'im kardim Sefer Torah yashalika b'chodash. Oh, it says you're not allowed to. Nochem, lo'im kardim Sefer Torah yashalika b'chodash. It says that you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Oh, so we're poshut the shalat that it's not permissible. So the Gemara says, no. That's not what he meant. It doesn't prove the point. That means I'm going to sell a Sefer Torah now and take the money. Then I'm going to go research it. Where can I get a prettier Sefer Torah with a better ksav and better, a thicker parchment? So I'm going to start scouting around. After I sell the Sefer Torah, I'm going to go look to find a better Sefer Torah to use the money to buy. So I may change my mind later and just leave the money in the bank. I may never buy another Sefer Torah. So Gemara says, no, what he said, he's not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah. Planning to buy another. Also, Mishum Pshiusa, we're afraid that he'll change his mind. No, Kikra Amina, when we had the Shadda, it's Mutta to sell a Sefer Torah. An old one, I'll das to buy a new one. Kikra Amina, we had the Shadda, maybe it's Mutta. The cost of the Monach, the new Sefer Torah is written. I want to sell the old one and get money and buy the new one right now. There's no chashash of shoes. The new Sefer Torah is there. Also, Mishum Pshus, where Rabbi Yechanan said, "Name Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, not allowed to." That's Mishum Pshus. He may never get to buy the new Sefer Torah. Kikamina, we had a shaila. Maybe it's mutter. Kigon, the cost of a manach. The Ifukim, are you allowed to be paid the old Sefer Torah? Al das to buy the new one, which is monach lefanenu. There is no chashash of Pshus. That's a shaila. Was it Toshma? The din is that it's mutter. Din is that it is mutter. Malamakarish or Lamarin is Labdavke. You're only allowed to sell the old Sefer Torah al das to use the money to buy something more Makudish. No. As long as it's not Maridin. If it's the same level of Kedusha, then it is Mutta. So that's what the Gemara says. Kigon de Kosiv, the new Sefer Torah is written, a monarch and sitting in front of us. The Frukimai, are you allowed to be paid to the old Sefer Torah al das to buy the new one? Zagamar Toshma, Damar Abyechana, Mishom Rab Meir, again. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't born, he never heard from a mayor directly. Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Anasi. Rabbi Yudah Anasi was later. He wasn't from the early Talmud, he was the end of the Talmud. So Toshma, Rabbi Yochanan said, B'shem Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan said, V'tal, the little mater v'lisa isha. It's a bizoyan ha-sefer to sell a sefer Torah. You're not allowed to. Only Lilma Torah, I want to sell, let's say, you have a shul and they have 15 Sefer Torah. They don't need 15 Sefer Torah. There are cities in Eretz Yisrael, but they don't have any Sefer Torah. There are army bases, but they don't have any Sefer Torah. So a lot of the shuls in America, they have so many, they have more than enough Sefer Torah. So they send them to Eretz Yisrael. So you're permitted to sell a Sefer Torah that's not a bizoyin if you're selling it. Lil Matera or Lisa Yeshiva, selling Sefer Torah to use the money to support a yeshiva, or in order to be able to get married. That's Mutta. So you see that the seller Sefer Torah could say Lil Matera, Shema Minat Torah, but Torah Shapidon, you see that it's Mutta. Just like it's Mutta to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn, to support learning in a yeshiva, so too it's Mutta to sell an old Sefer Torah to buy a new one. And Mar says, what kind of a proof is that? So the Gemara, maybe it doesn't really prove conclusively the Shaila. Lilma Shani Talmud, I'm selling this Sefer Torah, Lilma Torah, in order to support a yeshiva, a lot of people should learn. Maybe that's permissible. Why? Shatalman maybe Lidei Maisa. Learning Torah is very important. Talmud maybe Lidei Maisa. So to sell a Sefer Torah in order to support learning, in order to support a yeshiva, Lilma Torah is Mutta. Ishanami, and selling Sefer Torah in order to be married someone off. Lisa Isha is also Mutawai because the Pasuk said in Navi, the Torah Barah, the Shevis Yitzhah, the Baruch Hashem created the world, that people should populate the world and they should marry and have children. So we say that's not a bizoyan sefer. To sell a Sefer Torah in order that a couple should have money to get married and to live together, that's the whole Tachlis Navi, the Torah Barah. Baruch Hashem didn't create the world that it should remain empty. L'shevis hitzor. The Baruch Hashem wants everyone to have children. Abel Torah b'Torah allow. But to sell a Sefer Torah to buy a new one, maybe it's not permissible. The Gemara leaves it as an abayi delay of shita. The Gemara leaves it as a shayla. Abel Torah b'Torah. Maybe it's not permissible. So that's a shayla. I should have looked up the din. Have to look at Ram Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? It's an abayi delay of shita. Yeah. What are some of the other dinim of Kovid Sefer Torah? You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah unless Lilma Torah v'Lisa Isha, otherwise it's a bizayin ha-sefer. Lilma Torah v'Lisa Isha, more important mitzvah, so that's a Kovid for the Sefer Torah. So let's see. Tana Rabbani Havibai Salim Karadim Sefer Torah Hafal Pishen Tzarchloi. He doesn't need a Sefer Torah. He has a house full of Tanakhs with translations, with Mefarshim. He has everything. He has a Sefer Torah. He never uses it. Even though he doesn't use it, still, you're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. Af b'lishen et tzorech lo. Yesu ha-kenon ha-pshem gamlio. Af ilayin ha-ma yoichal. He's starving. He has no money to buy food. Umocha Sefer Torah, obito. He sells the Sefer Torah in order to have food to eat. Obito, the Torah gives a father the right to sell his daughter and before she becomes a Naira. A Naira is when she becomes Bas Mitzvah. Yud Beis Shana V'Yamecha. A boy becomes Bas Mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamecha. Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zion Adar. So 13 years later on Vav Adar, that's called Yud Gimel Shana. That's the year by him begins from the day he was born. Moshe Rabbeinu is born in Zion Adar. So 13 years later on Vav Adar, that's the end of Yud Gimel Shana. When it comes the 13th year Zion Adar, that's the first day into the 14th year. So that's when a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechot. Mishael Melo says a lot of people misunderstand. Rav Soloveitchik always used to kibitz about that. People think that Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechot, Moshe Rabbeinu comes Bar Mitzvah 13 years later on Ches Adar. No, that's Shnei Yomim. Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamechot means Zion Adar in another 13 years. Vav Adar would be the end of Yud Gimel Shana. And the Yamechot means on Zion Adar. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, the first day of the year that he was born was Zion Adar. So on the 14th year, the first day is Zion Adar. That's Yud Gimel Shana V'Yamecha. So a girl becomes Bas Mitzvah, Yud Beis Shana V'Yamecha. So the father has the right, he has the ability to sell his daughter as an Amo Hevriya up until she becomes a Gedola. That's a Naira. When she's Yud Beis Shana V'Yamecha, she's a Naira. He can't sell her after, and even if he sold her before Yud Beis Shana V'Yamechot, she's Yod to Lecheres when she becomes a Naira. So the Gemara says, even though the Chumash gives the father the right to sell his daughter as an Amayriya, but it's a very nasty thing to do. What kind of a crazy father is going to do that, sell his daughter as an Amayriya? So the Gemara says, Afilo Eino Mayoichal, the man has no money to put food on the table, and he sells a Sefer Torah in order to have food on the table. Or he sells his daughter as an Amai Ria, and he has the ability to buy food. And where is in the Bracha Le'olam? He'll never be successful based on that. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah except Lilma Torah Lisa Isha. And you're not allowed to sell your daughter as an Amai Ria. That's scandalous. Yeah. So the Mishnah, okay. So the last two words in the Mishnah on the top of Chavav and Aleph say, "V'chein b'moisreya." When you sell a sefer, you have a klaf of treyosa, you have a klaf of Yecheskel, and I sell it, and I want to use the money to buy some. So I'm allowed to buy a chumash vayikra, or I sell a chumash vayikra. I want to use the money to buy a sefer Torah that has all the chamish and chumash Torah. So you're allowed to buy from the money that you sold the thing that has a lower level of Kedusha, you're Malim HaKodesh. You're going to use the money to buy the thing that has a higher level of Kedusha. V'chein b'maisreyim. What does that mean, v'chein b'maisreyim? We sold, let's say, the Navi. We had an extra Navi Yecheskel in the Aron Kodesh. We don't need two. Every so often there's a Haftarah from Yecheskel, so we use it. You don't need two Sifrei Yecheskel. So we sold the Yecheskel that's on Klav, and we got so much money for it. We bought with the money that we sold the Yecheskel that we got for selling Sefer Yecheskel, we bought the Sefer Torah, and we have Sefer Torah is a higher level of Kedusha than Yecheskel, and we still have money left over. So v'chein b'moisreyim, the money that's left over after using some of the money to buy something that has a higher level of Kedusha. It's not sufficient that he did Malam HaKodesh on half of the money and some of the money. You have to use on all the money. V'chein b'maisreyim, the money left over after I bought something that has a higher level of Kedusha. Also, you have to use it to buy something that has a higher level of Kedusha. That's v'chein b'maisreyim, if there's money left over. So Gemara says it depends what he means b'maisreyim. We had a Sefer Yecheskel and we sold it and we got, it was such a ksav yad, so got so much money, and we used part of the money to buy a whole Sefer Torah, and we still have money left over. So you have to use the money left over, the Moisreyim, the leftover money also, to buy something on a higher level of Kedusha. But what if we were collecting money to buy a Sefer Yecheskel? We don't have any clout, and we decided we want a lot of yeshivas. That's the style now. They want to say, well, I have Torahs from a clout. As we mentioned, the Talmidei HaGra say based, they didn't hear it from the Gra, but based on what they heard from the Gra, they came up with this din, that there's a problem. Vam shebichsav, yat rasha liyomen al peh. You're not allowed to say psukim from Tanakh bal peh. You have to always say mitachsav. The Tosis and the Rishonim ask a question. We do it all the time. Say Kriya Shema by heart. Or you say Vaychulu by heart. You say a lot of things. Ashrei. You say Ashrei by heart. You say Oz Yoshe by heart. You say a lot of things by heart. What happened to the din? Vorm Shebichsav, Yat Vasha, Liyomer Al Peh. Whatever comes from Torah Shebichsav, that's the whole Tanakh. You're not allowed to say Bal Peh. So the different suggestions are given to explain that common practice. So the Vilna Gaon said the Iker, the most correct answer is what Tosfos wrote in Temura and Yuma, that din, Dvarim Shebichsav, V'yat HaMash Ali Amar Al Peh, not allowed to say Bal Peh. It's only Hotzi Acherim Edech Evosim. The Bal Korei, who's laning Parshas HaShavua, has to lane from a Sefer Shalom. He has to lane from a cloth that has the whole Chumash Vayikra, that has the whole Tanakh in it, that has the whole Chamishu from Tzeter in it. If you're gonna learn from a printed chumash, or even if you're gonna learn from a chumash vayikra, it's not gonna be chamisha. Or that no. If you're gonna learn from this week is parsha is kedoshim, you're gonna learn from a chumash vayikra. So that's called kriya mitor chaksav. It's a sefer shalom. The Gemara had a suffix in Gitna, in the middle of Perik Hanizokin. Maybe mishum kaber atzibur. It's not right to learn from a sefer shalom. Unless it's a whole Chamishu Chum Sheitarvin, that's a Sefer Abris. That's what the Gemara said, that's a different din. But if you're laying from a Sefer Klaf that just has Vayikra, it will be considered, that's a Sefer Shalom. That's called Kriyam Etoch HaKsav, that is good. So when is there a problem of Dvarim Shebichsav Yatara Shalom Amal Peh? Let's say when it comes to the Haftarah. So a lot of times the one who gets Haftarah lanes from a printed Chumash, unless from a printed Tanakh. So that's not a Sefer Sholem. A Sefer Sholem means it's written on cloth and it has the whole Sefer Yecheskel in it. Or, this week the Haftarah comes from Yecheskel. Yeah. So to lane Haftarah, the one who gets Mafta, he wants to be Moitzi, the whole Tzibur with the Haftarah, he should really lane from a cloth. That's called Kriya Mitor Chaksav. Yeah. That's called Kriya Mitor Chaksav. So the common practice is that most shuls, they don't lane the Haftarah from a cloth, they lane it from a printed chumash. So the Talmidei HaGra said, based on what they heard from the Gra, that if the Baal Maftar is not saying, not laning the Haftarah from a cloth, everybody should say along. Because Ram Shevichsav, Yatavash Aliyam, and Al Peh, Lehotzi Acherim, Edechei Vosam. The Tzibur wants to be Yotze the din of Haftarah by listening to the Baal Maftar, but the Baal Maftar is not saying Mitoch HaKsav. He's learning from a printed Chumash or a printed Tanakh. That's called Kriya Baal Peh. So Lehotz Hachem Dechei Vosan, we don't allow Kriya Baal Peh. But if everybody says the Haftarah from a printed Chumash, that's okay. No one's being Yotze somebody else with it. So in the yeshivas, now a lot of yeshivas, they want to follow the recommendation of the Vilna Gaon that if you have one person saying the Haftarah, you have to lay the Haftarah from a cloth. Otherwise, you're laying Baal Peh, and Ha'atzachem Dechei Vosan is not allowed. So that's what let's say they're collecting money to buy a Novi Yecheskel. Because a lot of times the Haftarahs come from Yecheskel. So it turns out they collected twice as much money. They thought they're going to need $20,000. Comes out $10,000 enough, probably less than that. So they collected twice as much money as they needed. So the Mishnah says, V'chein b'maisreihim, the leftover money also, you have to use for something, the same thing that you collected it for, or a higher level of kedusha. Just like if you had, I sold an old Novi Yecheskel and I got money for it. So it's Teifes Dom of Midirabbanan. If this Sefer Yecheskel belonged to the shul, then we say it's part of the furniture of the shul. So it has Kedushas Pesach Nesis, and so Hegdush is Teifes Dom of. When you sold the old Yecheskel, It's Teifes Damav, the money that they pay to purchase the Yecheskel. Yecheskel retains the Kedusha, the money that they pay to buy it. So all of that money is in Nitva's big Kedusha, and you have to use the money to buy something on a higher level than Kedusha's Yecheskel. They have to use the money to buy a Sefer Torah. It has a higher level of Kedusha. So the Gemara distinguishes, how come you have leftover money? You had an old Yecheskel and you sold it, and with half of it, you got so much money, it's such a collector's item, that Yecheskel was from the year 1300 or something. It was so valuable as a collector's item. So you have to use all of that money that you got for the Yecheskel that you sold to buy chumash, to buy a cloth of the chamish or chumash Torah, let's say. So that's when they paid you the money to buy a novi. They paid you so much money, you have left over after you buy a sefer Torah. With some of the money, you malim akodesh, you still have money left over. So the chaimim ma'srim, the leftover money, should also go to buy something that's a higher level of kedusha. But what if they're collecting money in order to buy a novi yecheskel, and they collected twice as much as they need? So you say, also, that's not the same. So Gemara said, that's not the same. When you already had a novi yecheskel and you sold it, all of the money that you get, the purchaser gives a fortune, he gives $20,000, and you don't need so much money to buy a different chumash, let's say. So the leftover money you have to also use for Malam HaKadosh Velo Mavi, for something higher. What if they made a collection to buy a Navi Yecheskel and they raised $20,000, so you don't have to use all the money to buy a higher level of Kedusha? The rest of the money wasn't needed in the first place. So that's what Rabbi distinguishes. They sold the Sefer Yecheskel for so much money, it was a collector's item from the 1300s, let's say, and they're going to use half of the money that they got to buy a Sefer Torah. And what are they going to do with the leftover money? Also, they have to buy Malam HaKadosh V'Olam Marim. Abel Gobel V'Hasir, but if they collected money, not that they sold the Navi Ches, collected money, so to the extent that you need the money to buy a Navi Chesko, it has Kedusha. But more than $10,000 you don't need. So the rest of the extra money was never Nitva's Bekdusha in the first place. It's only Nitva's Bekdusha because Hekdush's Tefis is Dhamma. So you sold the Sefer Yecheskel and they gave you $20,000 for it. So that's Yecheskel belonged to the Shul. So Beis HaKnesses is like Beis HaMikdash. So the Sefer Yecheskel that they sold not only had Kedusha's Sefer Yecheskel, had a Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses on it. So the Sefer Yecheskel belonged to the Shul, and Beis HaKnesses is Tefes Dhamma, like Hekdush's Tefes is Dhamma. Yeah.
So the people donated it for a certain purpose. How are you allowed to use it for another purpose then?
There are a lot of dinim about that. There are a lot of dinim. Long, Beis Yosef and Yeridaya. If they collected tzedakah for one specific purpose, they're allowed to emishanim tzedakah for tzedakah. You're not allowed to switch from one tzedakah to the other. Okay, so you got to make sure that you don't violate those dinim. Okay. But it's not that it's tefes domov. You have no Sefer Yecheskel. They will collect the money to buy a Sefer Yecheskel. Turns out they collected it twice as much as they need. So there's no such din that to the extent that you need to buy the Sefer Yecheskel, you use it, and the rest you have to use to buy a Sefer Torah. No, they didn't need so much in the first place. So it was never Hukdush in the first place. Maybe you should use it to buy some other Sfarim. I don't know. You got to figure out, shouldn't be in violation. You're right. Shouldn't be in violation of the other din. That's a long, that in Tur, in Yeridaya, I think there's a page that there's no tour. There's only Beis Yosef on the whole page. A long arich is at that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that that's why Rabbi made a distinction. Rabbi said that the Mishnah says, the leftover money, Shemokru, they had it, Sefi Cheskel, and they sold it and they got twice as much money as they need. Or Siru said, that's Hegdush Tefis is Domos. So the Kedusha goes on to the money, Midi Rabbonah, Menatar, there is no such thing. The only thing that's Tefis Domos is Maisu Sheni, Netar Revai, Perishvias, Hegdush, and Avodah Zarah. The din Avodah Zarah is also Tefis. Tefis is Domos. If a Jew has a getchke and he sells it to a goy and the goy pays him a fortune of money, the money becomes also b'hanom and after that's psukim. But it's our tefes is the mela. Like hegdish tevizam also din deraisa. And the case we are kedushah and if they belong to the shul, so it's like the shul is like an idush miyad, so it's also tefes damal. Yeah. So that's what Rabbi distinguished. There's a difference between Mokru v'hosiru, Abel Gobel v'hosiru, they collected more than they need, that you don't have to use all the money for that purpose. So who said, Rabbi says that. Esri Abai Abai says, it's against the Mishnah, or against the Braisa, it says in the Braisa, v'medvar mamurim, when is it then that you're not allowed to use it for any other purpose? You have to use it for the same purpose or a higher level. Malamakot, a higher level. Shalohisna, if they never made it tonight. Avalhisna, but if made it tonight, then you will even allow to use the leftover money. Afilu lidochsusya, mutter. You're allowed to use it for secular purpose. Abai wants to know, when is this condition applicable? Echidami, in which case does it depend whether somebody made a tonight, who's selling and who's making the tonight? If they sold the Novi Yecheskel that they had, and with the money they want to buy a Sefer Torah, and then they have leftover money, so why should it help if they made it tonight? Is the my having? Why should it help? All the money should be nitvah big dusha. Egdush is tefes dama. Elements should go to they were raising the money to buy a Novi Yecheskel, and they have extra. So, Frank the Gemara, why does it say in the Braise, why does it say in Hisnu, then you can use it for secular purposes. Duchsusya is a secular purpose, nothing to do with the Tanakh. Frank the Gemara, said, time of the Hisnu, only because they made a time, they allowed to use it for secular purposes, the leftover money. But if the Bezin did not make it tonight, when they did not make it tonight, when they were collecting the money, lo, then you're not allowed to use it for secular purposes. But Robert just said that you may. Robert said if you were collecting in order to buy a Sevatoria, comes out you have twice as much money as you need, so the extra amount that you don't really need, never is Nitfas Bigdusha. So isn't it against this Bryce that it's not Nitfas Bigdusha, it's only if Hisnu. The Gemara says, "Loi Abai's kasha and Yishmin kasha." Liyanim shemachru hasiru. Maybe the brisa that Hisnu is talking about a case that they had a novi and they sold it. So all the money is nitvus bedusha. We ask the kasha, why does it help if they made it tonight? Vachikomer, and still it plays a role whether they made it tonight. Amed amarim shaloi Hisnu shiva tu beir b'may benan shiulir. That din that if the shul owns a novi, and they sell it, and they get $100,000 for a novi yecheskel. They don't need so much to buy another novi yecheskel. The old one was a collector's item, so someone gave $100,000 for it. But from $100,000 that somebody paid to buy this collector's item of a novi yecheskel, so you're going to use $10,000 to buy another novi yecheskel. What are you going to use with the remaining $90,000? If Hisnu Zayin Tuva here, the Maim and Achirin made it tonight, then you can even use the leftover money for secular purposes. It's mutter to use them because the whole din is only a din with the Rabbah. The whole halacha that if you have a Sefer Torah or a Novi Nabi Maksub that belongs to the Shul, as the din Lakdusha is based on Knesset, and the money is Nitfas Bigdusha, and then you Malam Makor, the whole thing is all mid the Rabbah. It's not Menat Torah. So one of the clauses that they made was, if the Bezdin supervising the sale of the Navi made it tonight in advance, if we get more than we need, We're going to use that for secular purposes, not for any purpose that has to do with the Kisvei HaKadosh. So it's mutta. The Kanish can kasha and rova. Not a kasha and rova. Abai originally thought it was a kasha and rova. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. So we pass like rova. Makes a difference whether they were selling a Navi and they got way more money than they need, or they collected money in order to buy a Navi and they have way more money than they need. So it does make a difference, yeah. Yeah, what does it mean, the word duchsusia? That's a question. Omalei Abai Lahumir Abanan, Abai asked one of the Tamidim, Lava Misadim Asnais Likamei, the Rav Sheshes. In the days of the Amoraim, they had the word Tana has two meanings. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lozman Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, these were all Tanoim, people who lived before the period of the Amoraim. Then there are people who lived in the days of the Amoraim who were experts on reciting Brises Baal Peh. He's also called the Tana. They knew how to recite Brises Baal Peh. So that's what Abaye Omar was. Omar said, Omar Abaye, Luhumi Rabbanu. Luhumi Rabbanu, one of the Tamim to have a Masada Masnaisa. His practice was he used to recite Brises Kamei de Rav Sheshes. So he asked them, did you ever hear from Rav Sheshes what the word Duchsusia means? Someone said over a Brise, Mish Miloch Rav Sheshes, you were always hanging around Rav Sheshes and telling him Brises. Maybe you possibly heard what the word Duchsusia means. Omar Le, yes, I did hear. Hachir Amar Rav Sheshes, Parasha de Masa. The city, Masa is a city, and Parasha means one who rides on a horseback, like a policeman who goes on a, in New York, they have police, mounted police. So Parasha de Masa, the community needs someone who knows how to ride a horse quickly if you need some medical treatment or something. So he'll go pick up the medicine. So the word Duchsusia means Parasha de Masa, an ambulance, let's say. It's a secular purpose. It's necessary. They need an ambulance, but it has nothing to do with Kisvei HaKadosh. So the leftover money, if they made a Tanai, Visnu, you can even use the leftover money. They sold a Novi. They sold the Yecheskel, and they got so much money from selling it, so they have enough to buy another Yecheskel, and they have loads of money left over. So if the Bezdin made a Tanai, Zayin Tuv here, the Maimonan Shehuir, later tonight, they're going to use it for a secular need that they have. That's permissible. Omar Abaye, what's the moral of the story? Abaye didn't know what the word duchsusia meant. So he asked around, and someone who used to hang around Rav Sheshes a lot told him what he heard from Rav Sheshes. Omar Abaye Hilkach, the moral of this story that I just had an Asik, Haitzum Rabban, if you have a Tamachacham, a young. Tzum Rabban usually means a young Tamachacham, actually before the age of 40. Before the age of 40. The Shomala Milsi, he hears a halacha, but he had the perusha. He doesn't know what one of the words means. Someone tells him a brisa and says the word duchsusya. He doesn't know what it means. So I would recommend they should do what I did. L'shali kamei d'shchir kamei rabbanim. Ask someone who hangs around the rabbanim, because the efshad the Shomala Mingava rabba. I yes. Who did Rabbi ask? He asked, I already forgot who it was.
No, he said
Kamei de Rav Sheshes. Oh, Ahume doesn't give his name. Ahume Rabban, he asked the Tamach Chacham, who used to be a lot by Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes had once said what the word of Chsusim is. Rabbi said it worked for me. It can work for everybody. Whenever you hear a word and you don't know what a certain the translation of a word is, ask the Tamach Chacham, who's always by big Rabbanim, and the likelihood is that one of them will know what the Pirush HaMelech is. Yeah, now the Gemara has an interesting din. This is quoted in Yerideim. It's a very unclear halacha over here. Am Rabbi Echa Mishim Rab Meir. He says over the following, B'nei Huyim Shehocholi Rach Eres. A group of people go temporarily to another city for business, diamond merchants, whatever, and they go to the other city. Then the other city has a special campaign. Everybody has to give tzedakah, and whatever city you live in, you're going to give ma'aseh kesafim, and you're going to make sure that you give tzedakah. But in the city where they went, there was a special tzedakah campaign that in the city where they live, they're only going to be here 3 months, 6 months, something. They're only going to be here temporarily. and the city where they live, they're not having such a special campaign. There was some problem or whatever. For some reason or another, the city where they are now, just temporarily, hasn't stopped the campaign. So they have to participate in the campaign, and they have to give the money to tzedakah. But then when they, after the 3 months are up, and they're going back to their own city, so they have a right to ask the gabbai, who collected the tzedakah from them. They taxed everybody $1,000. So there were 10 people from another city, all the diamond merchants, they all came together from the other city. So when they're going back to their own city, they have a right to ask the gabbai tzedakah of this city where they're doing the business, give us back 10 of us. Each one gave $1,000 for the special collection. Give us back the $10,000, and we're going to give it to the gabbai in our city. Because we're not going to support the anim in the other city. So give us back the money, and we'll bring it to our own city. So the gabbai has to give him back the money. So that's only B'nai Huir. There's a whole group B'nai Huir. Ukishem Boim, when they're about to go back home to their own city after the 3 months are up, the Vimosei Moim, they take the money from the gabbai and they go back. And they support the people in their own city. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said it over the name of Rabbi Meir. Tanya Nami Hochitz, Takan Ofen of Brysa. Then I hear Shemochal Ir Acheres, a whole group of 10 businessmen, 10 business diamond merchants went to another city. Shemochal Ir Acheres, Upaskalem Stoker, and there was a Stoker collection in the new city. In the old city where they came from, they weren't collecting. Let's say they made a special collection on Tainus Esther, place, or whatever. There was some kind of an Esther. In their city, they're not collecting, only in this city. So they have to participate in the Tzedakah collection. And then when they leave the city, they bring the money back to the other city. That's only if you have a whole group of people. When you have Yochid Shalach Lerach Eres, a person goes all by himself to the other city, Paschal of Tzedakah, in a new city, they said he has to give tzedakah like everybody else, a new tzedakah drive. When he goes back to his own city, he cannot ask the gabbai, give me back the money, I want to give it to my own city. You know, the money remains in this city for the aniyim of the other city. Paschal of tzedakah, you know, so then also you leave it in that city. It's very unclear. I looked in the Rambam just quotes the Gemara word for word, and he doesn't help you out. He doesn't say what's the definition of B'nai Huir and what's considered Moch Yochid. So the Radvaz has on the side of the page in the Rambam Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. That's the whole section is about Tzedakah. So the Radvaz writes he's not sure whether Yochid means one or two people as opposed to three, because three people is called a Rabbim. That's a Gemara Gittin. There was an opinion that there's Hatoras Nedorim only on a neder that a private person took. What if a person takes neder shuhuder bo rabim? A person took a neder in public. So there was one opinion, Igmar has no Hatorah, has no Haforah. So we don't paskan like that, unless you have a neder shuhuder al das rabim. So the Igmar has a machlekes. How many people do you need that it should be called rabim? Rabim is three or rabim is 10? So that's a machlekes in Gemara. So the Pashto says that we paskin Rabbim is three. Rabbim is three. So the Radvaz says he's not sure. When you have a Rabbim, when you had three people from one city went to another city only for 3 months, then they're going to go back. So if there were three from the other city, that's a Rabbim, and they can ask the Gabbai, give us back all the money that we gave you. If it's stuck, we're going to give it back to the Gabbai stuck in our city. But he's saying no. B'nai Ho'ir means if Raif of the people in the other city. And if in the other city the whole population of the Jewish community is only five people, and three went to the other city, so three out of five is the Reif. So if you have three who are the Reif of the city, we usually have more than three Jews, we usually have more than five Jews in the city. So if you have 1,000 Jews, only 501 of them went to the other city temporarily. Then they're entitled to get all the money back when they leave after 3 months, finishing their business, and they're going to bring all the money back, give it to the gabbai in their city. So their advisor is not sure what's the definition. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't even raise the question. They don't explain. When is it called the yochid? Yochid shalach. Yochid means less than three. A yochid means less than roif ha'ir of the other city. They don't explain anything. The only one I saw, the Radvaz on the side of the Rambam, in Hilchas Matnas Anim, that's Hilchas Stoke, he tells you where it is over here in the Ayin Mishpat near Mitzvah. I'm in Perek Zayin in Hilchas Matnas Anim, Halacha Yud Dalit, the end of the Perek there. But the Radvaz is not sure. Interesting. There's the Ramo has a commentary on the tour printed on the bottom of the page called the Darkei Moshe. So in Hilchas Tzchiras Poyalim, I think it's him in Shin Lama Gimel. In Hilchas Tzchiras Poyalim, the Ramo in the Darkei Moshe on the tour quotes a Mardchai that that's I hire a worker, but he didn't start on the job yet. So he has the right to quit, and I can fire him. As long as he didn't start the job yet, he has a quit. So when do you need a kinyan? That's if I agreed to work for a yochid. That's I agreed to work for the yeshiva. I agreed to be the fundraiser or the principal for the yeshiva. A rebbe in the yeshiva, and they're going to give me a salary. So that's a rabbin. That's a board of directors of three people or more. So we paskin number one, there was machlokes, but the rabbim is 3 or 10. So we that's a machlokes in Gittin. We paskin rabbim is 3. And we assume Rabbi Kevege quotes this dark emotion. The Ramon Choshe Mishpah doesn't quote it, just the Ramon on the tour. And Choshe Mishpah quotes it. So Rabbi Kevege on the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, look in the Ramo on the tour in the Dark Moshe, he should have quoted it in the Shin Lama Gimel by Schiras Payalim. If I committed myself to the three members of the board of the yeshiva, that I'm going to serve there as the principal or as a rebbe or something, I have no right to quit because rabbim are kind of without a Maisei Kinyan. Rabbim are kind of without you. Just by an oral agreement is constitutes a Kinyan. Yeah. So what's the mocker of that? What is that? What's the mocker? So the Chazanish has a commentary on Mishnah's Orlo, the Chazanish on Zroim. He thinks in the beginning of Orlo, he says, Hanatel Arabim, someone planted a tree with his materials, and he's going to give it over to the public, going to give it over to the yes. community. How does he give it?
This is Shiro.
How does he make the Kenyan to give over the tree to the Rabbim? So the Chazanish said, since the rabbim is 3 or more people, so the rabbim is kind of just by making an oral declaration. You don't need a Maisei Kinyan. Where did they get? And where did Chazal? Where did the Tanoim get this idea from? Chazanish thinks that Ramo is the Ramo b'shem the Mordechai is correct. He says, where did they get the idea from? So they got it from Hefker. Hefker is a pasuk. Hefker. How do you know? Once I own property, when the Boshem created the world, nothing belonged to anybody. Hashem Haaretz Melaah, the whole world belonged to the Ribono Shel Olam. Then the Ribono Shel Olam said, Kinda lach, whoever wants can be kind of whatever they want. So the whole globe was Hefker, and everybody built the fence. I was kind of this farm, you kind of that farm. The pear is growing on the tree, I make a Kenyan, it belongs to me. So maybe once you acquire ownership, maybe it's impossible to return back to the state of Hefker. Maybe there's no such thing as Hefker. Maybe I have to give it over. I can be machnet to someone else. Can you make it back again ownerless that it doesn't belong to anybody? So you need a pasuk to say that there's an institution of Hefker. So the pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. It says the farmers who grow peris in Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah, Ashvi's Tishmetena Unetashta. Means that peris shvi's are Hefker. When the Tashta, why does it say twice, Tishpeten and Tashta? Yesh lach netisha cheresh ikazu. If you want to, any year, you can always be mafke your peris. Peris that grow in Shemitah is a mitzvah on the part of the farmer to be mafke. Peris that grow any other time, he has a berry. What does it mean, mafke? So the Chazanish thinks it doesn't mean ownerless. It belongs to the rabbin with respect to, there are two kinds of rabbin ownership. Let's say the municipality owns City Hall. The municipality owns the streets. No one has a right to walk into City Hall and to acquire it for himself. It's the municipality that it should remain in the ownership of the municipality. And then when you mafka something, that's also not ownerless. Chazanish thinks that it belongs to the rabbim with respect to that any member of the rabbim has a right to take it for himself. So the pasuk says Tishmatanu and Etashta, there's an institution of Hefker all 6 years long. Not only Shnas HaShmita on the Perish Rias, you can be Mafka anything you want whenever you want, but Hefka doesn't mean you make it ownerless. Hefka means it belongs to the Rabbim, that any member of the Rabbim has a right to take it for himself. And how do you transfer ownership from me to the Rabbim? Just by an oral declaration. So you see that the Rabbim can be kind of without a Maisa Kinyan. Chazanish thinks that's the mocker of that Mordechai. The Rabbim can acquire ownership, they can acquire a kinyan by the employee. I agree to be the Rebbe, I agree to be the principal, I agree to be the fundraiser for the yeshiva, or whatever I agree to do, and I want to back out. So the board consists of more than three people. So three people or more is called the Rabbim, and that's considered as if they made a kinyan on the employee, and he can't back out. The employee can't back out. So that's what the Radvaz is not sure. By Yochid over here means Yochid velo Rabbim. If you have three people, it's already called the Rabbim, or maybe not three people, not enough. B'nei Ho'ir, you have to have rave of the Jews from the other city, came temporarily to do business in this city. So if the rave Ho'ir are here temporarily, when they leave after the 3 months are up, they have a right to ask the Gabbai, stock in this city, give us the money, we want to give it back for the Aniyim and the other city. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't discuss what's called Rabbim and what's called Yochid, when is it called B'nei Ho'ir, but the Radvaz had that suffer. Okay, we'll leave that in next week. We'll continue. Maybe we'll pick up a little more about this, about the definition of Hefker, the Chiddush, what Chazanish said at the beginning of Orla. That Hefker doesn't mean ownerless. Hefker means it belongs to the Rabbim, that any member of the Rabbim has a right to take it for private ownership. Okay. An Amid Beis is going to be a serious discussion of Ribbis. We'll have to discuss, there are four different categories of Ribbis. We'll have to go through that. The Daf Yomi people are learning. I think they're still learning as a Neshach now. So they have in Yoriday. It's clearer than it is in the Gemara. The Gemara, everything is piled up there, and it's hard to get the Klolim. Yoriday has it better presented than in the Gemara. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit next week. Should all be healthy to continue next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.